All right. So we have agency number 205, school finance. I'm going to clean up the rest of the work that my co-chairman left me with today.
Oh.
Boom. So, Diane, it's good to see you again. And away you go. Any opening comments or anything?
Mr. Chairman, I think Dickie Shaner is going to make those, if I may, or at least introduce us.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Thanks for having us back again today. Just wanted to briefly introduce everybody. As you know, our Chief Operations Officer, Diane Bailey, our School Foundation Supervisor, Jed Ciccarelli, will be the two at the table to answer all your questions. And then in the back, we have Chief Policy Officer, Brent Young, Academic Officer, Brent Bacon, Communications Director, Kari Akins, Information Management Director, Aaron Roberts, and Finance Director, Trent Carroll.
Okay. Well, welcome back. And so I take it you're going to take it from here, Diane.
Mr. Chairman, I'd love to. Do you want to start as we did yesterday on the department priorities or go right into the units? And by the way, look at the size of this book compared to yesterday.
Yeah. Is there any yellow tabs on that?
No. No, darn it.
Okay. Why don't you take us through, your priorities, and then we'll get into your budget.
Mr. Chairman, the priorities are listed starting on page 6. I do think there's one that was a cut and paste. Yes, on page 8 was just a cut and paste error. Student assessment has the same narrative as the COPS budget, but the narrative is on page 33. So if you have questions on page 8 about what the student assessment budget is focused on, that would be on page 33.
It's on 33?
Mm-hmm. And if it's all right with the committee, I will just go ahead and let you look at that and then ask us any questions.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I'm just kind of starting at the bottom and working up. So okay. The distance ed grants, $500,000. We'll get to that, obviously, when we get to the unit. But you put it last. I mean, where are we at now with integrated network and everything going on? Is this something that's?
I will turn to the folks behind me and let them answer that.
Mr. Chairman, Brent Bacon, Chief Academic Officer, distance ed grants. There's a couple of them actually, and we are really moving forward with that. Districts are using them to develop courses, to implement and integrate technology into learning. And it's happening across the state.
So this has changed a little bit then? It's evolving continually or what?
It is evolving, yes. And based on our distance ed task force this last year, some more things have come to light to push this forward.
Okay. That's all I got.
All right. Any questions on the priorities?
And how is that different then? And then if you go up a couple priorities to digital and distance learning.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to have to find all my pieces of paper here.
Mr. Chairman, it appears as though the agency prioritizes these again by amount, from largest to smallest.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Mr. Chairman, we'll get that answer for you.
Okay, so those are two we probably want to talk about. They're smaller amounts. I mean, obviously you're not going to, you know, can't eliminate the entire foundation program. You know what I mean? So it's kind of nebulous, but there's a couple smaller ones that. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So I guess unless there's any other questions on their priorities, we have to start marching through them.
Mr. Chairman, if you will turn to page 13, this is our first unit in Agency 205. This is Unit 4101, our foundation basic. There are no positions funded in this unit. The school foundation program is the primary source of K-2 funding, and it flows through to the school districts from the state of Wyoming. It's based on the total entitlement funding for the 48 districts, calculated by the educational resource block grant less the anticipated revenues and local resources. The revenue is, as every budget in 205, is 100% school foundation. There is a governor's recommendation I would call your attention to at the bottom that discusses the footnote for that gave us the adjustment that was made and the external cost adjustment that was removed because it was time limited. The governor recommends that $72,054,501 in school foundation fund continue as the external cost adjustment. And he further recommends the remaining standard budget as submitted. The agency has no exception requests in this budget. And then on the next page, it shows the total. With the governor's recommendation is $1,670,846,690.
Yeah, well, a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yep. Any questions on pages 13 and 14? Okay.
Okay. The next unit, Mr. Chairman, is on page 15. This is Unit 4103, the school district retirement reimbursement. There are no positions funded in this unit. During the 2013 general session, the legislature enacted House Enrolled Act 103, which increased the employee and employer retirement contributions under the Wyoming Retirement Act. The funding requested here is required to meet the retirement contributions requirements of the two statutes that are listed for public schools. Again, 100% school foundation funds. The governor recommends approval of the standard budget, and there are no exceptions in this budget.
Okay.
On the next page, the total is $25,875,000.
Okay.
Okay. Our next unit is on page 18. This is Unit 4201, court-ordered placement. There are no positions funded in this unit. Wyoming statute requires that the Department of Education pay for the educational and related services costs of court-ordered placement of children in approved private residential treatment centers, RTCs, and Boards of Cooperative Education Services, BOCES. We talked yesterday, there was, in 206, there was a juvenile detention COPS request as well, and that one was for when a new facility wants to be accredited and approved by the board. But this one is the actual flow-through funding to the different RTCs and the BOCES. And I did mention yesterday that we work in conjunction with the other two agencies, for Family Services and Department of Health for the other portions of the children's care and their health and things like that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Diane, do you have any idea or just ballpark regarding the number of kids that are in these these private residential treatment centers over time? Like, has the number stayed the same, increased just by population percentage?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Connolly, actually I do have some figures here, and it looks like that over time the number of children court-ordered placed has gone down. And so then the costs that we actually incur in that budget have gone down as well. But there's no guarantee that will continue that trend. So, like in 2007, we had a budget of actual expenses of just over $18 million. The following biennium, it was over $20 million, and then it went down in the 2011 biennium to 17.7, 13 was 16.2, and then just the first year, is that correct, Trent? Yeah. The first year of this biennium was, $8,273,000, so. It has steadily gone down slightly in our expenses.
So are you simply pass through? I mean, is there any fee schedule for these places?
If you'll note on page 19, Mr. Chairman, that's a very good question. There's also some 900 series, mm-hmm. and the three agencies go together on an annual contract for Navigant. You'll probably see that in our 900 series report, and Navigant is a nationally renowned vendor that does a lot of cost adjustments, especially in the health area. And so they do cost studies so every year we have them look at the books of all of these facilities to see their actual costs versus how much we reimburse them for. And then they make recommendations, and then they have several different scenarios on recommendations. And that $213,750 is a biennial number, and this vendor has allowed us to reduce our burden to a great degree. And that's part of the reason that the funds have gone down. So, okay. Or the expenses, I'm sorry. The expenses have gone down over the years. But other than that, it's all flow through.
Okay. Any questions on COPS?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just a couple the expenditures have gone down. Where are we at on with respect to the numbers?
Well, the numbers of, if I can read this children. Correctly. So, if I can read this correctly, which number, Trent, is, excuse me, I have to ask him.
Sure.
This is, okay, so it's this way. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for the, he did a really nice spreadsheet and then he wrote this in, so I wasn't sure how this works. But for 11-12, there were 1,049 children placed. For 13-14, there were 960. And then for the first year of this biennium, there were 415 children court order placed. Sure. For 11-12, there were 1,049 children court order placed. For 13-14, 960. And for fiscal year 15 only, there were 415.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And on the 15 out-of-state facilities, how many kids are in the 15 out-of-state facilities, if you know?
I do not think I have that information. But I can get you that information, Senator Perkins.
Would appreciate it if we could do that, and also what facilities they're in. We'd appreciate that, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know they were sending them out of state. Really cut that back.
Mr. Chairman and Senator, I would also point out that to a large degree, the responsibility for placing these kids is from the court. And so sometimes they make these recommendations, and we're bound by those.
Sure.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Sure, we understand that. And so but every once in a while you can go visit with the judiciary about some of these things. So.
Okay. Your next unit?
Okay. The next unit is on page 21. This is unit 4502, instructional facilitators. There are no positions funded in this unit. Supplemental financial assistance that's provided to school districts for instructional facilitators and instructional coaches. This augments resources within the educational block grant for professional development. The general let's see. So it says it enrolled Act 98 of the 2011 general session to increase funding from $16 million per school year to an amount equal to 60% for each full-time equivalent position. The revenue is 100% school foundations. There is a governor recommendation on this one as well that talks about an adjustment was made to remove the external cost adjustment, and he recommends $1,313,979 in school foundation fund in order to continue the external cost adjustment, and he further recommends the remaining standard budget as submitted. There are no exception requests from the agency. If you look on the next page, the total with the governor's recommendation is $44,966,392.
Okay. Jim?
Mr. Chairman, Diane, can you remind us what that ECA was, what that percentage on the ECA was?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Stubson, I'll let Jed Ciccarelli talk about that, if you may.
Mr. Chairman, Jed Ciccarelli, Representative Stubson, I'm looking to Matt a little bit for the exact figures. I believe it was a little more than 2.5% for the past 2015-16 school year, or the current school year, and before that it was a little bit over a percent, as I recall.
And so this $1.3 million would reflect the 2.5%, the 1 year, one time increase? Is that what that figure is?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, this amount would represent the continuation, the cumulative effect of those two ECAs if they were left into the funding mechanism and the funding model for the salaries computations.
John or Matt?
Mr. Chairman, for fiscal year 2014-15, it was 1.045%, and then for fiscal year 16, it is 2.675%.
Okay.
First year again, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, Chairman Harshman, 1.045%. Mr. Chairman, so for fiscal year 15, it was 1.045%, and the current fiscal year 16 is 2.675%.
Mr. Chairman, if I can ask Matt, if I can just trying to catch us up a little bit, or me up, the given recalibration, were there any cost studies on the those four elements of the ECA that were considered by either the recalibration committee or education committee that would support continuation or of these ECAs, or give us any more information on any cost pressures applicable to the K-12 system?
Matt.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, I would say that the recalibration for this particular component, for labor, found Wyoming salaries very competitive amongst the region and even nationally. And these are teacher salaries for these instruction facilitators. But they reviewed all salaries and all positions, and that was the main finding out of the labor market study by Dr. Lori Taylor was Wyoming's salaries are competitive. And there weren't any pressures or any recommendations to increase them. And then for the total cost of the funding model, the recalibration committee didn't forward a bill to the legislature. They just, and you'll see this in a couple weeks, we'll submit our final report with findings. And the findings are that the current funding level is adequate and it still exceeds the one approach our consultants provided as the cost-based recommendation.
And Mr. Chairman, does recalibration, and I've heard sort of different versions of this, but they did not make any recommendation on any further ECA, is my understanding. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, that's correct. But they did find that the current level, they wanted to sustain the current funding level.
And Mr. Chairman, that would include then these ECAs that are contemplated, both here, and I'm looking up above the $72 million that was included in the basic foundation funding.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, Representative Stubson, that's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, our next unit is on page 23. This is 4503, the National Board Certification. There are no positions in this unit. To promote employment of National Board Certified Teachers by school district, the Wyoming statute referenced provides a lump sum payment of $4,000 to full-time teachers holding valid certification in a National Board for Professional Teaching Standards. This is 100% school foundation funds, and the governor recommended approval of the standard budget as submitted. It says here that there are no exception requests, but I do have a letter that you all have from the superintendent, if we might go over that.
Which one?
I'll wait till you find it. It looks like this.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Like this. And, Mr. Chairman, this talks about the process is expected to add approximately 45 to 50 new certified teachers each year. And so the bottom paragraph said the WD is requesting $684,000 in Object Code 626, which is our flow through our grants, in school foundation funds to pay for this reimbursement. So in addition to the on the next page, the standard budget of $4,196,000, we're asking for the additional $684,000 for the expected increase in these teachers, and which, in my calculations, makes
$4,880,000. Huh. Questions on this? Y'all get the letter?
Can you, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, can you just kind of, and don't have to give it right now, but maybe just in a one page or just a little history. We've been doing this probably 10 years, probably mm-hmm. 8 years, and kind of the numbers and the growth. And then like to see kind of the most recent studies, you know, on the effectiveness. And if you could just kind of get that, and you could just link the studies, send it to us electronically. I don't know if we have to print it all out, and then we can read them ourselves. You don't have to print them all out, but so we can kind of get an update on that. This is one of those programs you put in place, and it gets on autopilot, and then nobody ever really goes back and looks at it. And Mr. Chairman, my other question was, this is the only program like this, right? We don't do this for certified nurses or certified counselors or certified mm-hmm. principals or nationally certified type. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, to address your second question first, you're correct. These reimbursements are specific to certifications from the National Board for Professional Teaching Standards. There's a number of content areas that sure. teachers might qualify for, or in some cases counselors and librarians also. So they are specific to those certifications. With regard to the questions on the historical reimbursements to school districts, the department provides an annual report to the Education Committee that we can forward to you. We're currently in the process of collecting reimbursements for the current school year, and that information will be available probably the first week of January for reporting. And it does a good job of summarizing the amounts that we've reimbursed the school districts, and some of the national research that's done is cited in the report as well. So we'd be happy to forward that to the committee.
Well, if I may, I'm somewhat confused because when you read the letter, they're expecting a decrease coming of new board certified teachers because of a new certification process. So I'm wondering why the need for the $684,000.
Mr. Chairman, the reference decrease was through the transition period over 3 years. Next year, I believe, will be the end of the three-year transition, and so we'll transition back into 70 to 80 newly certified teachers. Currently, according to the National Board of Professional Teaching Standards, there's approximately 140 teachers that are seeking certification in Wyoming, so we expect the uptick to happen right in the middle of the biennium.
Okay, I get it. All right, thank you. Anything further on National Board certification? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, our next unit is on page 25. This is unit 4504, the CTE demonstration project. There are no positions in this unit. Career technical education, these projects address innovative ways in the ongoing efforts to retool CTE in Wyoming. It encourages high schools along with community colleges, UW, apprenticeship programs, and to form a consortium and apply for funding to create or expand existing model CTE programs and demonstration sites. The current grant program funds projects that include Wyoming Community College, high schools, business, and industry. The budget is comprised of only 600 series, so it's flow-through grants. The revenue is 100% school foundation. And the governor recommends approval of the standard budget. There are no exception requests. And if you'll turn to the next page, the total is $500,000.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Diane, could you just give us a couple of examples of the grants that came through here?
I will refer that to those behind me, Representative.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Conley, actually I've got the list of all of the districts that that we have currently. For example, Campbell County had a grant for $80,000 to enhance the economic workforce and career options. Crook County had $41,400 for greenhouse hydroponic STEM project. Laramie County School District Number 2 had $118,860. And actually, it's a welding grant. I was part of that to teach welding and to communicate with LCCC. Lincoln County 2, $51,950 for Project Lead the Way, preparing college and career-ready students. Fremont County 14, Wyoming Indian, geometry and construction, $73,500. And I believe that is it for right now. But over the last, since 2008, there's been about some million used for different projects across the state.
Mr. Chair, follow up? Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, are these done in conjunction with an existing class, for example, a science class or a math class, or are they part of a Bridges program or a combination or something different?
This is to help them develop these programs of study so they are courses that they're mm-hmm. teaching.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Distance education grant.
Yes, our next unit is on page 27. This is unit 4505, Mr. Chairman. This is distance ed grant. There are no positions funded in this unit. The distance ed grant assists program providers in the development and maintenance of K-12 distance ed courses offered through the Wyoming Switchboard Network, WSN. WSN affords students in rural communities the opportunity to enroll in courses that otherwise would not have been offered. Teachers are provided the opportunity to teach across the state. Those courses include core courses, Hathaway Success Curriculum, dual enrollment, and advanced placement courses. During the 2013-14 school year, so that would be the last school year, the 2,236 Wyoming students participated in 15,655 distance education full-time and supplemental courses. 100% of the $500,000 school foundation funding is flow-through funding and to the authorized distance education providers that operate in Wyoming school districts, community colleges, and at UW. The revenue is 100% school foundation. The governor recommended approval of the standard budget, and there are no exception requests in this unit. And if you'll turn to the next page, the request is for $500,000.
Okay. All right.
All right, the next unit is on page 29. This is unit 4506, summer school, Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. No positions are funded in this unit. Under the statute that's referenced in the beginning paragraph, the districts apply to the WDE for funding for summer school programs in math, reading, and language arts for a minimum of 15 school days and 60 hours of instruction. Individual learning plans are required for each student. Districts may also apply for funding for before school, after school, and Saturday school instruction. The maximum funding for each district is set in statute at 15% of one full-time equivalent teacher position for every 30 at-risk students, subject to a minimum 50% of one full-time equivalent teacher position. The Wyoming Department of Education monitors these programs, provides training to district personnel, and conducts a structured common assessment evaluation for the program's effectiveness. The revenue for this request is 100% school foundation funds. There is a governor's recommendation. An adjustment was made to remove the external cost adjustment, and the governor recommends $869,602 in school foundation funds in order to continue the external cost adjustment. He also recommends the remaining standard budget as submitted. The next page says there are no requests in this unit, and the following page, 31, says that the total is $29,847,167 with the governor's recommendation.
Questions? All right.
All right. Our next unit is on page 33. This is unit 4601, Mr. Chairman. There are no positions funded in this unit. The student assessment unit covers three quarters of the contracts with the state's assessment vendors to satisfy testing requirements stipulated under ESEA, and also the Wyoming Accountability Act. These include the state's general assessment contract, that's grades 3 through 8 in reading and math, and grades 4 and 8 in science. It includes the alternative assessment contract for grades 3 through 11, and the contract to provide the suite of high school assessments administered in grades 9 through 12. The narrative also talks about, given the uncertainty surrounding the new assessment system, the costs for this biennium are unknown at this time, so the budget request is designed to maintain the current system to meet current state statutes. The revenue is 100% school foundation funds. The governor recommends approval of the standard budget, and there are no exception requests for this unit. On the next page, the total request is $13,300,940.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Wasserberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you give us a breakdown of what those assessments cost, and particularly the ACT cost?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Wasserberger, I think Brent Young can talk about that.
Mr. Young?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wasserberger, Senator Wasserberger, apologies. The breakdown, I think I'll have to open up my laptop and get into the 900 series, but it'll have that breakdown of some current payments there. The bulk of that is going to be for the ETS contract, which delivers the PAWS assessment, and followed by, I believe it's the ACT contract, and then followed by the contract for alternative assessment with AIR, but I can get those numbers for you here out of the 900 series.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And this is maybe a question for Matt. We were chatting yesterday about what came out of accountability in terms of assessment. Could you give us a little bit of an update about what that bill might look like in terms of this kind of funding?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Connolly, you'll see from the Selected Education Accountability Committee that they forward a bill that will take some of the strings off of our current assessment. And It will assess grades 3 through 10. It will recommend to follow the assessment task force recommendations. They put together a report that has requirements in there, which will be required to be put into the RFP document that will go out this next interim. And the hope is, with these recommendations, is that the current cost of our assessment will go down. We have a customized assessment, which is very expensive. It's about $140 per student in grades 3 through 8. And there are other options that we can look at with this RFP process. Based upon the recommendations from the task force, they recommend an online test and also to work with other states, whether it's at a consortium test or a state next to us, or there's a couple states, I think Kansas is working with Utah. So there's recommendations to pool our resources, and the hope is it'll reduce the cost of our assessment.
Chair, follow-up?
Yes.
Matt, if I remember correctly, when I was on education and we were looking at these numbers and these possibilities a couple of years ago, it seemed to me that we would be able to test less, get more better information, and it would be less than half the cost. Is that still kind of the findings from that committee?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Connolly, I think so. I mean, one of the recommendations is the statewide assessment should not take longer than 1% of the school year. So that's a big recommendation that came out of the committee. And then we looked at different vendors. I think last year the Smarter Balance and the PARC assessments were in the $25 to $35 per student range. So that's kind of the difference we're looking at between a customized assessment and a consortium or assessment.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Just on assessments, does this money district, I've already forgotten what happened yesterday. Was the benchmark adaptive assessments, are they in this budget as well, the MAP, or is that in the superintendent's budget? Or?
Mr. Chairman, my recollection is that this is your POS assessment and the ACT assessments. I don't know that the MAP assessment.
Where is that at? Do you remember? Maybe that'll be just a little homework sound. So it's not in here.
Mr. Chairman, it might be in here or it might be in another one. Off the top of my head, I don't know.
We'll find it. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I'd ask Matt, I thought the Accountability Task Force made a specific recommendation on ACT usage. Could you remind me what that was?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, the recommendation from the task force, and this was not adopted by the committee, the task force recommended to make the ACT an optional test. And I believe Superintendent Balo testified yesterday that, you know, she recommends to have that as a mandatory test. And so the recommendation from the task force was you can either take a career readiness assessment or a college entrance examination, whether it's the ACT or SAT or whether assessments are out there. But the committee still is going to require, based upon the current or the proposed legislation, to require all 11th grade students to take a college entrance examination.
All right. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Brent Young, Wyoming Department of Education. And just to talk about the benchmark assessments, currently talks about adaptive districts using a benchmark assessment system that is adaptive. That money flows through the block grant to the districts, and so the districts will enter into the contract with the vendor that they choose to deliver that. Most of them have come through the Northwest NWEA. There is some contracting at the state level around professional development.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I just remembered, as part of the task force recommendations, that the contract with NWA MAP, one of the recommendations from the task force is to have a statewide assessment, and this is a kind of a district assessment, and they want that to be linked as one total assessment. And rather than have separate contracts and vendors, just to have one assessment and one contract that would be able to talk to one another.
Anything further on assessments? Okay, let's go to the next one. Digital.
Mr. Chairman, our next unit is on page 35. This is unit 4608, our digital and distance learning. There are three full-time positions in this unit. This program supports school districts in the use of digital or computing devices in the classroom through online or distance education courses and through professional development activities as they're related to the digital and distance learning. The program staff manages the Wyoming Switchboard Network, which we discussed briefly before. All distance education operational activities, the distance ed grant, the Wyoming Education Trust Fund grant, and other related vendor grants. It supports teachers, administrators, and other educational staff to receive educational training. And the Wyoming Switchboard Network is a collection of distance education programs available to K-12 students. The website is the central collection of K-12 resources and current courses available. During, I think we already referenced that during the 13-14 school year, 2,236 Wyoming students participated in a whole lot of distance ed courses, full-time and supplemental. The revenue for this is 100% school funds. The governor recommended approval of the budget, and there are no exception requests. If you'll turn to the next page, the total request is $1,310,460.
Mr. Chairman.
Don.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. I noticed the in-state travel is $95,000 for pretty much distance learning. And computing seems a little counterintuitive.
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman and Representative Burkhart, I will let Brent Bacon speak to this if I may.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Representative Burkhart, they do travel quite a bit. They're following up on several grants and to look into some of those things. $95,000. I don't know if they do that much. So we'll look into that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a lot for three people. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the next unit is on page 39. And this is our last one in Agency 205. This is Unit 4702, the WISE implementation. There are no positions in this unit. It supports the development, data quality, and management of the Wyoming Integrated Education Data System, the WISE system. Ongoing maintenance and management of the WISE data system, including connecting applications to other applications within each district and access the state data collection infrastructure, which is the State Report Manager, SRM. It supports the maintenance of the statewide student and staff unique ID, that's the SRS, the data dictionary, which is called Data Specs, CourseWalk, the Wyoming Transcript Center, the school's interoperability framework, and a data warehouse and reporting platform, and the Wyoming Education Portal. So a lot of projects within this one budget. On the next page, the revenue is 100% school foundation. The governor recommends approval of the budget, and there are no exceptions. On page 41, you will see that the request is for $6,351,539.
Okay, questions? All right, no questions. We're done. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for
waiting.
Thank you.
Thanks
for coming back.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas again.
Thank you.
All right. I think that wraps up our work for this 2 weeks. Mr. Co-Chair, any comments?